This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Dr. Don Jones is Director for Breeding Genetics and Biotechnology at Cotton Incorporated.
Gene editing will play a major role. Let me give you an example. You're probably familiar with Pima cotton. Pima cotton is normally thought of, and almost always, is longer, stronger, and finer than upland cotton in terms of fiber quality. Well, there's a reason it's longer, stronger, and finer. It has a different, slightly different set of genes than does upland cotton. If we can determine variants of those genes are already in upland cotton, they just might be silenced for some reason, we could determine a way to turn them on. And if we were able to turn them on, we may be able to make upland cotton more like Pima in terms of fiber quality. It already outproduces it for yield, just for strict lint yield, in 98% of the acreage in the United States. I mean, Pima typically doesn't do well as you move it east. Well, east of, you know, Lubbock is where all, from Lubbock east is where most of the cotton is grown in the United States. And so if we could make upland cotton produce fiber more like Pima, that would be a significant advantage for growers.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.